20th of August 2001.
I hope my dear friends that you are design how smoothly you have blended together in this meeting. I know that mostly you are unaware, but this time you should feel that the coming together is strong. As this year has progressed, not only has your Earth planet developed, but so too you also, my friends. I told you that this one of your earthly years would bring to each one of you much individual learning.
Yes.
This has been taking place. When we approach the closing of this one of your years, we will discuss what you feel you have attained. Because rest assured, each one of you has been through some form of metamorphosis. If you are not aware of it by now, you will be by then. We have spoken recently much to do with your meditation time and what you can achieve from it. I have left that to each individual to develop or leave as they so desire. But I would like to add one more thing to our discussion on that topic. Have you, my dear friends, considered that your meditation time is not only good for you as individuals, but meditation is a service to our world?
Yes, I can see that now you've said it. occurred to me before. Is it
important? No, not
really.
The service to spirit world.
That encourages me to.
Some of us have been with this hope that there's that two-way connection.
Yeah.
That is why it is important for you to consider not only your own developments, but also to consider what you are giving to those from our world. Because in your states of meditation, we can come close, as you well know. You give the opportunity to those who need to work through you. In that way, you are devoting your time to serve. I would like you to consider these words.
Yes.
It should, my dear friends, give another dimension to the word meditation. I will this time take questions from you. I know we have done this many times in this year, but there has been purpose behind it. It has given each one of you the opportunity to enrich your own individual knowledge. We have much time, have we not?
Yes.
We have indeed time to consider many more visions and structures in this work. But it is, as I have told you, my dear friends, important that each one of you also are given the chance to develop also. And that has been the purpose this year of your life. So, I will take questions from you, and we will end this meeting once again with the opportunity for each one of you to allow someone close to become even closer to you.
So we'll start with the questions. Any questions, Margaret?
I'm just how happy I've been this last few months with all my meditation.
Yes. A very different type of topic. And I asked this question because of what we saw on our television concerning the information that we're given by our governments. And some people are suspicious that we don't always receive the truth from our governments for many reasons. And one particular topic came up that was fascinating to me, and that was the Apollo missions to the moon. There has been some doubt thrown by certain individuals who feel that they're an expert in this area, that the Apollo missions never actually happened. I was wondering if you could confirm whether man has actually landed on the moon or not.
take no questions. There are many space travelers, not only in your part of existence, but in the wider scheme of the cosmos. But yes, I understand your question. I will confirm it with but one word, and that is yes. They have, if only they were allowed to speak with their hearts, they will tell you that much was known and seen by them.
Yes.
Always there is a power struggle on your earthly planet when you speak of individual governments. It is, I am sorry to say, the cause of many destructive acts within your world. When these governments, as you call them, face each other in disagreement. But I will confirm that yes, man has landed upon another of your planets.
Thank you for confirming that. That's a great relief in a way.
I felt it was right.
Yes. Thank you.
Paul?
No questions at the moment.
George?
Oh, adding to that, I think you told us once before that information about that mission has been withheld by
yes.
Government.
Governments, of course, believe they are doing what is best for their people. But it is a power struggle. There is much deceit, and there is much that is withheld from the ordinary people. But the time is coming when people will not accept only what is said to them, because their understanding is going from the heart and from the thinking.
Yes, I imagine it's only right to for people to attempt to bring this out into the open.
Of course. And may I also say to you, it is one of the reasons why your religions, many as they are upon this planet, why there are so many disruptions and so many disbeliefs, so many doubts, so much negative fears, is because the people now are becoming more spiritual in their thinking. To you, my dear friends, this may seem a large statement to make, but I will say to you that this planet Earth is becoming ever more spiritual as time evolves.
It's very good to have your appraisal on that.
Too many times, as I have told you previously, has mankind destroyed himself. When first I came to you, I said many from our world had gathered, and we would this time not allow any destructive force to interfere or to cast doubt upon what is the truth. And that is our purpose this time. I hope that is helpful to you.
And sorry. And you did say that we are visited, I'm just confirming this, or if I've got it right, we are visited by people from other planets at this time?
It has always been.
Oh.
But let me say, what you do not fully understand, I believe, is that there is life not of your form, but the capability of travel within the universe has always been. Remember, your planet is but a young in the scheme of existence. You cannot forget that. I know these are difficult things to explain, because your understanding really is not wide enough. But all I can tell you, my dear friends, is that you do not exist alone.
It is so interesting to meet someone from another planet.
That is your wish, then you must make it your reality.
I have a question, Mum, now.
Yes.
Yes. Sarah wants you to go first. Wants you to go first, Sarah?
No, I don't mind you going.
Sally, ma'am, I do believe in my heart that recently I've been taken over to the other side in my sleep state, and I do remember being brought back by a loved one and vividly seeing this person. Am I correct in that, Lily?
Let me say this to you, that in your what you call sleep state is when the spirit is freed from the heaviness of the physical being.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of you has been to our world. Each one of you, and I speak not only of the people within this room, I speak of all peoples, whether their belief is as yours or not. Each one of you, as you quietly are in your sleep state, come to our world, either guided by those who stand close to you, or by those who have loved you upon this earth plane. This is not unusual. But what I would say to you, my dear friend, is this. That if the desire, the willingness to meet with those in our world is great enough, then the memory will be retained. I believe this is what has occurred with you.
Mm-hmm.
But all of you are capable of this.
It just seemed more than a dream.
Yes.
I mean, this person was actually in the room with me and rubbing my face and telling me to come along as if they wanted me,
yes,
as if they were bringing me back. And it was wonderful. And I, you know, I now know that I wasn't imagining it.
No.
And welcome it.
If it had been nothing but a dream of the physical kind, and of course we are on slightly different waters here, because you can have dream states which are nothing to do with being in the world of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But when the memory is so strong, when the desire is strong, then you can be assured that you have probably been with us and can remember what has taken place.
Right. Thank you.
I would say but one thing to you, my dear friend. Give thanks to those who have protected and loved you and returned you safely.
Yes, I do. Yes, I did. I did thank. I can assure you I did. It was a wonderful experience, as I said, that I welcome again, and I know I'll be protected.
Yes, it is within all of you. As I say, each one of you returns home each time you enter that sleep state. It is an opportunity for those who stand close to you to show themselves, to you as they are. But of course, being clothed in the physical being means that you have to return to these conditions. What most people upon this earth lack is the memory.
That's very true.
But all of you are protected. Have no fears about this.
Sarah, it does remind me of a day, Sarah, when you very kindly tell us that we're progressing well and you give us a little bit of information and encourage us. And you have also told us this is a two-way thing that you're learning also. Do you have somebody giving you encouragement the same way as you give us encouragement?
Yes, thank you. Not exactly. Yes, remember that as you are aware of me now, you are probably thinking of me as a human being. This is not so. I come as a form of information. I am but a part of many. Of course, there is a higher scheme of intelligence to which I must account, but it is not in the same way as you imagine. It is much too complex for me to begin to explain to you how this takes place. It is an instantaneous knowledge, if you like. It is a knowing, it is a sensing. But of course, always, I have told you that we are expanding, and that applies to what I am, to what you are, and to what the greater intelligence is. It is never static. I hope that is helpful for you.
Yes.
Although I understand it is very vague.
Yes, but you know straight away.
I understand, yes.
Mm. Yes, thank you.
Would our old friend from 2 years back, Lisbon, would he be aware of you in spirit? No, he's there also.
I am not available in the sense that you speak of.
No.
I have taught much, but not in this form.
I see.
He may be aware of what I am.
Yeah.
He would be aware that I still come in this form, but it is not like meeting one of you. We have touched on a difficult topic here.
Yes, yes,
we must take it slowly. He would have an awareness, but not a knowing. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
He would be aware that I still go to teach, but there would not be a seeing, shall I say.
Would he be able to hear what you're telling us?
If he so desired,
yes.
There are many who come, who surround you, who are brought here to you, to this room, to listen to my words.
Yes, sometimes.
It rebounds not only on the earthly plane, but in our world also. Does that make sense to you, yes, my friends?
Yes. Sometimes we're aware of others being here besides ourselves.
You need to remember is that just because people have come to our world, you have to remember that their awareness is to a much lesser degree than your own.
Science.
Yes, the silence. Does it mean that you do not understand?
Yes. No, I think we do understand. It just took us aback, because
I do quite understand, actually.
The people that have passed on to the other side, to the other world, don't necessarily know as much as we do in this room, spiritually. But which makes sense.
Somebody, I mean, if we were to pass over, we've got this knowledge, do we not take this knowledge with us?
Of course we do, yeah.
So but you would have someone who has no spiritual knowledge in a lifetime, who will return home and take that no knowledge with
them.
Yes,
yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, yes, yes.
We don't change immediately.
No. Therefore, it is imperative that they also begin to hear and understand before they can join their group souls.
Yes. So they will be brought back.
Yes.
A place like this.
If they so desire,
yes.
Remember, they still have their free will. You must not forget. You must not always assume that the transition from this physical condition to the spiritual being is immediate, that all understanding is there. It is not.
Yeah.
It takes a considerable time for each soul to alter and to join the group soul to which it belongs. There is much progress to be made.
Yes, I can see that.
If our knowledge, it will obviously, our knowledge will increase increase over the years. I'm talking about people in this group and people like us on our planet. And when we go over to the other side, our knowledge is obviously going to be so useful that are we going to be used and carry on in this work? Are we going to be put to work and
right.
Used as teachers?
I understand that. Please do not try to make a self-appraisal, because you will fall short of what it is about. You are but one part of your being. You are but one part that has come to physical existence. You will, depending upon the life you have led, the lessons you have learned, all of that is dependent on how quickly you return to the group soul. And then the decision is made as to what you will do with the knowledge gate. Some of you may well teach others. Some of you may well decide to return to another lifetime on the physical planet. Others of you may progress spiritually and go forward in our world. There is so many options open to you. But always free will remains with you for much, much, much time. You do not suddenly become a shining spiritual being. Do you understand?
I didn't mean it to sound quite as arrogant perhaps as it came across, but...
I did not take it as arrogance, my friend.
But our personalities still remain in spirit, even if our souls decide, or the free will of our souls decide to come back, doesn't it?
The essence of being will always remain, not to the personality. You must be careful that you do not confuse the two, my dear friend. The personality remains when first you come to our world, until such time as you realize what has been achieved, and then you will be helped and guided to use that free will for the betterment of all. That's a little clearer for you.
Yes, we should be helped and guided and shown which is the better way to go.
Let me ask the lady, because she has not replied to me.
Yes, I can take that and I can understand it, but what confuses me, I suppose, is this. It's a question of time, because
yes.
Obviously, as you so often say, that time in your world means nothing at all. But during my lifetime, for example, I could have very close by me people that have passed on that, you know, I know are with me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And yet they remain with me for 80 years of my physical life here.
But it is but one part of their existence. This is what you are not understanding, I feel. That it is an essence of the being that remains with you. Not the being that you knew whilst on this planet. It is an essence of the being which remains with you. It may well be that they also have returned to this earthly plane.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes, now I do.
I know this is complicated issues. I know sometimes that it seems confusing. I know sometimes it seems contradictory. But that is why, my dear friends, we must go slowly with these things, in order that your understanding grows. Slowly that may be, but in time you come to the realization that what yesterday seemed to trouble and confuse you, today it is clear and makes sense to you.
It's certainly true that spiritual growth is quite a difficult path.
Yes.
It's not easy, and from my own personal feeling that you almost go along a foot and you come back 3 feet and you can meet yourself coming the other way. It's fascinating. It's a wonderful journey.
But
it is really.
you cannot achieve that without some kind of trouble on the way. That is part of your plan.
This is what helps us to grow.
Of course, if all was smooth, what would be the purpose?
Very true.
But you can, of course, smooth your own pathways by the power of your minds. Because, my dear friends, you are first and foremost a spirit. You have that innate knowledge and you can use it. You can smooth your pathways. Not in the way that you would expect, but in the way that you can travel those difficulties with a quiet mind, with love in your hearts, with a mind that is beautiful, with a thinking that is graceful, and with love that is never ending.
Thank you for the information you've given us this evening. More to ponder on.
I will withdraw this time, leaving with you within my light and love, knowing that I stay close to you. And I say to you, please be aware of those who are with you in this room now.
Thank you.